Next topic we're going to talk about is hemostasis. And hemostasis is the process or the mechanism that prevents blood loss in the body. It provides a system that promotes healing and repair if a blood vessel is severed. And there are four phases to hemostasis. These are a series of interconnected reactions that are going to happen in quick succession. The first phase is called the vascular phase, and this is going to start immediately, and it lasts for about 30 minutes. So let's say that a blood vessel is severed. Maybe you cut a blood vessel in your finger, for example. The first thing that's going to happen is the vascular phase. The smooth muscles in the blood vessel walls are going to immediately contract, and they're going to make that blood vessel narrower. And what that does is it helps to slow down blood flow in that blood vessel, and in some cases, it will prevent blood flow into that blood vessel, and that helps to prevent blood loss. The second phase is the platelet phase, and this is going to happen within about 15 seconds of the injury. And what's going to happen in this case is that the platelets are going to stick together, and they're going to stick to the edges of the injured blood vessel, and they're going to agglutinize, which means they're going to clump together and form what's called a platelet plug. And the platelets actually are pretty intricate players in this. They do they have four different things that they do during this platelet phase. So I'm going to list the four different things that the platelets do as they're forming this platelet plug. The first thing that they're going to do is they're going to form cytoplasmic extensions. So they're going to start extending their cytoplasm out, and they're going to start looking more and more kind of spiky because they're extending their cytoplasm out in various ways. And the next thing they're going to do is the second thing is they're going to secrete chemicals which promote the platelets. They promote stickiness in the platelets. I know that sounds kind of funny, but they promote the platelets to stick together and to stick to the edge of the torn vessel. So they promote the stickiness between the platelets and with the edge of the torn vessel. And these chemicals also help to promote the vasoconstriction, that constriction of the vessels that has already begun, and to promote vessel repair. So they're going to trigger the cells in the torn blood vessel to start dividing so that they can start repairing the injury. So the second part there, these chemicals that the platelets secrete do a lot of things. They promote the stickiness of the platelets and also encourage the vasoconstriction and the vessel repair. Now, the third major thing that the platelets do during the platelet phase is to release calcium into the area. And what this does is it draws the platelets together. So it forms, it promotes agglutination or aggregation, sorry, of the platelets. So it causes them to come together and start to form that platelet plug. And and then, of course, once they're together, they'll start sticking together. And then the fourth thing that the platelets do is they release another chemical that promotes coagulation. Now, a lot of people get this platelet plug confused with coagulation. They think that the formation of the platelet plug is the same as coagulation, but they're actually rather different. Coagulation is going to involve proteins that are found in the blood plasma. So the platelet plug involves cells, the platelets, whereas coagulation involves a protein that's found in the plasma. So let's go on to the next phase, which is coagulation phase. And this is going to happen within about 30 seconds of the injury. And it's going to involve a series of reactions, or sometimes it's called a cascade of reactions, that happen in the plasma. And what happens is a protein called plasminogen gets through a series of reactions, gets turned into it's a protein called fibrinogen, is turned into a protein called fibrin. So fibrinogen gets turned into fibrin. And fibrin, think of it as sort of like long ropes of protein that are able to form a network and they cover the platelet plug. So it's almost like they weave a net that goes right over the platelet plug and seals off the damage. So that's what coagulation is. It does involve the platelet plug, but it's those fibrin proteins that go over the top of the platelet plug and help to seal off the damage. And then finally, the last stage of hemostasis is clot retraction. And in this case, what happens, and remember, the platelets are going to release a chemical that's going to aid in this. With clot retraction, the torn edges of the blood vessel are brought closer together because the whole clot is going to contract. And it brings these torn edges closer together so that it is easier for those edges to repair themselves. And so basically it closes the wound and brings those edges closer together so that they can repair. So I want to point out that the control of clot formation is a give and take situation. Not enough clot formation and you're going to have too much blood loss. Too much clot formation and you can end up with an excessively large clot, can dislodge and cause problems throughout the body. So with clot formation, it's something that has to be regulated. Again, too much is bad, too little is bad. There is a method for dissolving clots, and this can be done, you know, for example, when the clot is no longer needed, when the tissue has repaired itself, or if a clot has formed and it needs to be, as clot has formed and shouldn't have formed, and it needs to be dissolved. This process is called fibrinolysis, or the breaking apart of the fibrin. Remember, the fibrin forms part of the clot, and always remember that suffix lyse, to lyse something is to split it apart. Think about Lysol disinfectant. It splits apart the cell membranes of bacteria. And there's an enzyme in the blood plasma called plasmin, P-L-A-S-M-I-N, which is crucial to fibrinolysis. So its job is to encourage fibrinolysis. And some other factors that are involved in blood clot dissolving or formation is vitamin K. And vitamin K is involved in promoting clot formation. So people who have a hard time absorbing vitamin K from their intestines may have some clotting problems. There are also clotting-related drugs that are used to either prevent or encourage blood clot formation, mostly to prevent. And warfarin, heparin, and coumadin are ones that you may have heard of. These are used to prevent blood clotting. And again, because blood clotting is such a give-and-take sort of a function, those who are on blood clotting or blood clot regulation drugs need to be tested frequently to make sure that they're either, you know, they're not forming clots either too readily or not readily enough.